Nicky Harcourt is from Ngāti Maniapoto, the Kaihautū Strategic Lead at Māori Research, Manaaki Whenua Land Care Research. Our Land 2024 is a new report making a clear case for the need to take a comprehensive view of environmental systems to gauge their health state. You can't have a healthy economy without a healthy environment. And Nicky Harcourt's in for a kōrero or two on that front. Thanks for joining us today, Nicky. Tēnā koe.
Hi, Emma Dale.
Kia ora, how do you describe what work you do, Nicky?
Oh gosh, that's a really big question, isn't it? So I'm one of the researchers, as you say, at Landcare Research, Manaaki Whenua, and my core focus is working with our Māori communities to make sure that we uphold our tiriti commitments as a Crown Research Institute, but also to help our landowners make decisions about ways to work with to pay out, you know, that uphold their aspirations.
Okay, well, the report is out. There's the adoption of the term natural infrastructure, a reference to the interdependence between humans and our environment. Can you explain that to him?
Yeah, so natural infrastructure is a reference to the interdependence between humans and our environment. So absolutely resonates with our, you know, our concepts in Te Ao Māori about that critical interdependence.
Okay, so the report is a call to action for investment and resourcing to address critical issues, including pests, both animal and plant, and diseases and pollution and land management practices that degrade our environment. What are the major activities that do degrade?
Yeah, well, so for me, one of the most heartening things about this report was the recognition that actually weeds are just as bad as our pest animals in terms of degrading our biodiversity. There's been a huge emphasis on controlling pests under Purira Free 2050, but particularly around the animals. So yeah, really heartening to see that the government's recognising weeds are a massive issue. Other things, you know, like pollution, or even working with the whenua in ways that aren't compatible. So, you know, highly intensive dairy farming on highly erodible land actually strips away the soil. So it's the recognition that we need to stop those behaviours and start to think about working with the land in more sustainable ways.
Are we improving here? We used to just put a fertiliser, et cetera, on willy-nilly, but many farmers now recognise that the provenance of the produce they produce is important, and globally people are looking for kai that's derived from more natural sources. Is it mainly farming that's degrading the environment, and have we seen any encouraging changes in attitude?
I would say that it's not just farming. There are a whole range of management issues in the primary industry beyond just farming. So forestry would be a key one. And of course, you know, we've seen with Cyclone Gabrielle where we're putting our trees and how we're managing them is having a massive effect on things like, you know, slash and how resilient our landscapes are to extreme weather events. Are we seeing a change in how people are working with the whenua? Absolutely we are, which is really encouraging. And this is one of the reasons that this report is, you know, is so great for people like myself. The government are getting these messages, and people out there on the whenua are getting the message that it's about thinking about how to work with the land. So, you know, according to where you are in the motu, you know, that's going to determine what your soils are like and how much fertilizer you should add. So it's taking that real nuanced, customized approach to what you're doing. Yeah, so that's super encouraging.
Let's talk about Te Ao Māori. There's a treaty implication in all activities in Aotearoa, as there should be.
Absolutely.
And our people are looking to be more natural in the way we produce products and the way we care for our land. In your research, how's Mātauranga Māori interwoven?
Oh, well, there's clear acknowledgement of the benefits and validity of bringing both knowledges together. So, you know, they're not mutually exclusive knowledges. Mā tauranga Māori is absolutely critical when it comes to thinking about that holistic approach to how we gauge environmental health. But basically bringing the two knowledges together is the ultimate, you know, getting the best of both worlds, I guess.
Our Land 2024, what are some of the issues that stand out for you that you might share with us?
Yeah, so for me, it's about understanding what a resilient landscape looks like, given that this unpredictable nature of climate change is going to be a constant now. So thinking about that longer intergenerational view, what's happening now, what are we doing on the land now, and what's that going to mean 50 years, 100 years from now? That's probably the biggest issue, because all of the other things, like, you know, the pests and pollution and things, those are underpinning that issue. So yeah, taking that long view. I think one of the most difficult things for people out there in the communities is that activities that we are doing now, we may not see those impacts for many years. So if we're changing, for example, how much fertilizer we're putting on the land, we may not see the positive benefits for years down the track because of those lag effects. So it's people just need to understand that, you know, it takes time basically to see the benefits of what we're doing now, the changes that we're making.
So this report is timely, but does it differ from other reports? Have you got some in the past that we could compare to where we're at this year? And ultimately, where does this mahi end up? Who do you need to read it and take cognizance of it?
Yeah, well, the reason that this one is different to reports that I've seen in the past is that this one is very focused on the big issues, like the need to invest and resource pest management control, to resource, you know, stop pollution, all those sorts of things. It's very much centred on the big issues that need to be resolved. Who needs to read it? Everyone needs to read it. Why do they need to read it? Because we need to remind our government that we need resourcing and we need investment in order to solve these big, complex problems.